This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Chris Hogan joins us now. Chris, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We've spoken to you before when you were with the Patriots. What does it mean for you to be playing with the hometown team, so to speak?
It's awesome, man. I mean, it's a great opportunity for me growing up in this area, watching this team, you know, when I was younger, still having family and friends all in this area, being close to home, I mean, and play for this organization. It's very exciting. I'm really excited about the opportunity to be here and looking forward to getting this season started.
All right, what is camp? I mean, it's not like a camp that you've ever done before. What's it been like, and how difficult is it going to be for you, Chris, to have not played in any game until a game that counts with your quarterback?
I mean, you know, I kind of got a late start to things, but you know, the second that I got in the building, you know, I kind of hit the ground running, and you know, it's been a lot for me. Has been just trying to digest everything and the offense, and trying to really take in all the little details that go into this offense, and trying to, you know, communicate with Sam as much as I can and ask as many questions as I can. So you know, that's really been my focus. You know, I know what the speed of the game is going to be like. I know what week one is going to feel like. You know, I've been around. I've done this for a long time now. So for me, I think I'm just trying to hold myself accountable and learning as much as I can, and you know, knowing the game plan as well as I can. So on Sunday, you can just go out there, play fast, and have fun.
What are your impressions of Sam?
It's been awesome. I've really enjoyed working with Sam. And you know, I think this week I've gotten a better picture and worked with him a little bit more closely, you know, like taking all the, you know, the first team reps and getting all the reps with him specifically, and just being able to talk through different routes and different coverages and what he sees. And he's a great leader. I mean, he's a leader of that offense. He really commands. He's got a commanding presence in the huddle, and I'm excited to go out there with him on Sunday.
Is there enough skill talent there for him to succeed? Because if you look at it, I mean, the Jets have added guys like you with, you know, two Super Bowl rings. That's always good. But there don't seem to be any stars there other than Le'Veon Bell. Does he have enough skill position players to take that next step, Chris, that everybody says that he has to take this year?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. And I don't really think that having star players is really what you need to take that next step. I think you need guys that go out there and do the right thing and do their job efficiently. And if you're a receiver, you get up and catch the ball. I mean, we got Lay and we got Frank Gore in the backfield. I mean, those two are, you know, you got a Hall of Famer and probably a future Hall of Famer in the backfield. You know, Crowder, Brashad, you know, myself, Denzel. I mean, these are all guys that, you know, want to play, and they got to, you know, play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And you got guys that, you know, want to go out there and they want to win football games every single week. I think that's kind of what you want on your football team. And, you know, I think we're all going to play really hard for Sam.
Chris, how different is this division with Tom Brady safely in Tampa Bay?
It's different, but, you know, it's still the AFC East. You know, it's still going to be – it's a tough division. I think it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in, you know, New England and how they handle all that. But, you know, that's not, you know, my main focus today. You know, we have an awesome opportunity to open up in the division, you know, up in Buffalo against a good Buffalo team that, you know, is coming off a good year from last year. So this will be a really good test for us. And I know, you know, the guys are really – forward to it. But you know, Miami's gotten things going, Buffalo is, you know, doing well, and you know, New England is always going to put together a competitive team. So, you know, this division is going to be good this year. It's going to be competitive as though, you know, it always is.
How is it working with Adam Gase?
I love it. You know, I really enjoy working with Adam. You know, the thing about Adam's offense is, you know, I'm able to pick it up pretty quickly. It's, you know, a lot of similar plays, you know, that I did in New England. So I've been, quickly to learn all of these different things, and which has helped me. And he's just, he's a good coach. I mean, he's approachable. I can go up and ask him any question that I have. I've had a ton. So I've really enjoyed working with Adam.
Do you believe, I mean, I watched that game yesterday. I don't know if you caught any of it, Chris, and I didn't see a sloppy game. I didn't see a game that I thought I was going to see because there are no preseason games. And if all the games get off without a hitch like that, Chris, do you think that this we might have seen the end of preseason games?
That's a good question. I don't think so. And I think for me personally, I counted on those games, when I was an undrafted free agent. Those games were so important to me. Those are games that, you're able to get an opportunity to make a football team. I think that in some respect, I think the preseason will still be around. I think it's important for guys to get evaluated, and even for guys that have been in the league to get out there and kind of feel a real live game situation. I agree with you. I mean, I thought the game, both teams looked pretty sharp last night. I'm sure a lot of people expected it to be a little sloppy without any preseason and no OTAs and everything. But it'll be interesting to see what they do going forward. But, I think in some aspect, I think the preseason will stick around.
What challenges does this Buffalo defense present?
They've been together for a while. That secondary is a veteran group. They do a lot of stuff to disguise their coverages. They got some, Jerry Hughes and Ed Oliver, guys up front that are good physical players. They're fast, Leslie Frazier is, as defensive coordinator, and McDermott, obviously a defensive guy. They're very good at what they do. So, we'll have to be sharp on all of our stuff and, seeing the coverages as receivers and the quarterback and being on the same page. And I think most importantly, just taking care of the football. They thrive on creating turnovers, and, turnovers will win or lose you a game. So I think that'll be priority number one, is taking care of the ball.
Now, obviously, this Jet team is looking to go where you've been twice, and you have two Super Bowl rings. And we're talking with Chris Hogan of the New York Jets here on the Jets Player Spotlight. Do they talk to you about that? Do they ask you what that's like? Do you show off your rings? Are you one of those guys that's always flashing it? How does that work?
Nah, I'm not one of those guys. That my rings are safely locked away. And I think for me, I like to just tell guys, and if they ever ask me what it's like playing the Super Bowl, I mean, I obviously give them the insight about how, an amazing experience it is. But I think more importantly, I just kind of give them the, how much work goes into getting there. And it's a long season. One game, early on, may or may not make or break your season, but just trying to do all the little things, all the little details, day in and day out, and just grinding from now until hopefully February. And no matter how hard things get, and just handling all the challenges and the ups and downs, all of that will be, you'll be forever grateful for everything that you put into it come February if you're able to play in that game. Because you get to show off, the hard work that you put in throughout the season. So, I got a lot of young guys on this team, and just try to express to them, coming to work every single day, showing up with a purpose, and trying to put good stuff on tape so that we can, hopefully get to that point. That's the ultimate goal, right? But I think right now is focusing on one thing at a time, and that's to go up to Buffalo and play a good game against them.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
I always wonder, Chris, so you read from the outside looking in, and you are inside, that the winning is fun in New England, but the day-to-day is a grind. Is that true? Mm-hmm. And is the day-to-day with other teams, and you've been with other teams as well, now you're with the Jets, is the day-to-day with other teams different than it is with New England?
You know, there's super high expectations in New England from top to bottom, from everyone in the building. And I think, you know, the second that I got in there, I kind of understood that. You know, and they have, their expectation is to go to the Super Bowl every single year. And if you don't go to the Super Bowl, it was a bad season. And, you know, you don't always really get that feeling in other places that I've been. I think for the time that I've been here in New York, the work that we are putting in day in and day out on the practice field, there's no complaining, there's no nothing. Guys want to win football games. And you can tell that every single day that we go out on the practice field or in the meeting rooms. And that's the kind of thing that I can relate back to New England, because no matter how hard things got, or how, you know, whatever we had to do during the week, you know, we always went out there with a purpose and practiced, knowing that, you know, we had a job to do, and that was to win football games. And I got that feeling here, with the Jets.
COVID-19 a concern for you and the team? I mean, are you guys afraid of it? I mean, obviously you're being very vigilant and diligent. So what's it like playing in this era right now?
I mean, it's unique. You know, it's a crazy time. You know, I think the NFL is doing a very good job. I think the New York Jets are doing a very good job. You know, we're getting tested daily. We have devices that we're wearing to make sure that they track who we're in contact with. And I think we're actually doing that during the games as well. Traveling, this will be our first time traveling and, you know, going over the whole process of traveling. You know, they're providing us with everything that we need to, you know, sanitizing wipes, Purell, masks, everything that we need. And, for me, I don't really think it's a concern, as long as everyone's being responsible and being where they're supposed to be, not going out and doing anything stupid. And, for us, I know, like, even the NFL has mandated that you're not allowed to, you know, leave the hotel when you're traveling. So I think that's good for us. You know, I think, you know, we don't really need to be going out and exposing ourselves to something that could, you know, put you out for a couple of weeks and put other guys out for a couple of weeks. So, other than the day-to-day stuff, I mean, everything has gotten back to, you know, in the meeting rooms, just social distancing and wearing your mask. But, you know, it's been different, but starting to get used to it.
It is different. It's a different world. Before I let you go, and Chris Hogan's been so nice to join us on the Jet Player Spotlight, I got to ask you this. I don't know if you're going to answer, but A, were you surprised when Brady left New England? And B, did Brady and Belichick really not like each other that they would leave in the middle of, like, six Super Bowls? Come on, tell us the truth. You're gone from there. Tell us.
I was not surprised that he left. I think Tom wanted it seemed like to me he wanted a change of scenery. I think he wanted a new challenge, something different. He's been there for 18 years, and the relationship between him and Bill from me, from someone that's been there, was always very good. I mean, those guys, you know, as a certain type of player and a coach, you can butt heads on things, but at the end of the day, the two of them, all they wanted to do was win football games to get to the Super Bowl, and that's really all they cared about. I think Tom just wanted a new challenge, and, you know, I'm excited to see what he does in Tampa.
All right, he's got a new challenge. You have a new challenge. We thank you so much for joining us. Good luck in Buffalo on Sunday, and always appreciate when you come on. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.